And now I will go back to that story that we mentioned at the top of the programme this evening, the death of Louis Lenton. Joining us is film producer and founder and chair of the Picture Palace Board, Leela Doolan, who was a colleague of Louis Lenton's. Leela, a lot of people, I think, will, when they hear Louis Lenton's name, they'll think of his 1996 documentary, Dear Daughter. But yes, that actually came after his time here in RTE. So bring us back to, you know, the 1960s and the sort of television drama that he was making back then and how innovative it was.
It was very innovative, and thank you for calling me. And I would really most like to say how absolutely shocked I was to hear it. Today, this morning, I didn't realise, and I wanted to really convey all my good thoughts and loving kindness to Ronish and the children. Anyway, yes, he was an innovator, but the great thing about RTE in its early days was that everybody had, in a way, a license to be innovative and to have ideas and to actually even carry them out. The whole thing about Insurrection, which of course did precede Dear Daughter, but had in its own way the hallmarks of Louis's passion for the theatre and acting.
Yeah, explain. Insurrection was the 1966 commemoration of 1916, 50 years later. How did he go about it?
It was
phenomenal.
It was a weekly, so to speak, news roundup of what had happened during that day, during the insurrection of 1916. And it was very thought-provoking and lively in that it was made up of three kind of parts. There were studio sequences and outside broadcasts of what actually had happened on the day. There was a journalist who was interviewing the leaders as they went about their tasks. Michael Garvey was directing film inserts of the period in Dublin. And the whole script was put together really by Louis and Hugh Leonard, Jack Keys-Byrne. And it was a tremendously lively thing. It was overshadowed eventually, I think, by the portraits which were of all of the leaders of the rising done by their descendants. And these were simply one-to-one interviews. But in actual fact, it was a mammoth undertaking. Mm. Huge numbers of people were involved. Ray McAnally was the reporter. I think Ronnie Walsh played James Connolly, and Owen O'Sullivan was Porrick Pierce.
That's right, yeah.
Joe Lynch, Cathal Brua, and Anna Manahan. Oh, listen, it was just fabulous.
Phenomenal.
I think, was in it, and so was Jim Norton. So there was an absolute cornucopia of talent, and it went with a swing, which was part, I think, of Louis' gift.
Yeah,
that he was able to create, envisage, direct, and bring off large-scale events. And he also was very good with individual actors. So I do remember him from then as a delightfully argumentative and, you know, undeviating and unstinting in his both technical and dramatic abilities. He had a penchant also for Brecht, which was one of my own passions.
Well, that's interesting that you pick up on Brecht, because Brecht, I suppose, in some ways, is quite a political playwright, and that the drama experience that Louis Lenton had, how did that then, do you think, inform particularly Dear Daughter and those later documentaries that he did that became so influential in terms of what has happened in Irish society in the last 30 years?
Well, he had a real belief in finding the justice of matters. But it was his drama and theatre experience that was able to inform the shape that he put on the documentary that he made. And, of course, in Christine Buckley, he came across a character as challenging as was his own character. And, you know, the story was so compelling. It had in its elements so much drama anyhow that it would have been strange for somebody like Louis not to have immediately been drawn to it and to have brought it off with such panache. And that was the time, of course, Mary Raftery was beginning her great campaigns. So I think a lot had to do with Louis' theatrical experiences, with the fact that he had left RTE and formed his own company for making documentaries. And I think, you know, that did a great deal to create a symbiosis, is that the word? Anyway, a sort of twinning of his two powers. One of the great things about the early days of RTE, and I think which he drew on into his work in later documentary making, was a sense of camaraderie and comradeship. He was a lucid, opinionated man, unafraid of argument, and a man who would rise to a new idea, you know, like a greyhound.
And I guess that is how you would like us, and he should be remembered, Lelia.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. I see his great shining head and his glasses shining, and I will remember him and be glad that I knew him. Very glad.
Well, thank you for sharing those thoughts with us this evening. That's Lelia Doolan speaking to us about the death of Louis Lenton. It was announced earlier today. Ar Yeshlov De Groa Anam.